I'm from South America, from Venezuela.
From McPherson, Kansas.
From Newton, Kansas.
And I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
From here in Wichita.
From right here, from the Riverside area.
I'm from Derby.
And I'm from here in Wichita as well.
I'm 82 years old, and I'm going for my first long walk for all the women. I won't be here forever, but I'm helping.
I have a lot of women that are very important to me in my life, and any movement that they are active in is also very important to all of us as Americans, and equality is the most important thing, and so I've got to show my support.
I'm out here for women's rights, for women to have equal pay, and for Planned Parenthood, and for my gay son.
This was the first election that I actually got to participate in, and I wasn't really thrilled with the outcome, but I just felt like we can't stop and our voices need to be heard.
Love Trump's hate! Love Trump's hate!
Can I bring up Trump? It's just somebody that I never thought. I don't know, I just don't think he's the president for all of us.
The fact that some derogatory words became common is really unsettling.
I just think that he said a lot of really horrible, racist, bigoted things about Muslims, about black people at his rallies.
And my mom is from Venezuela, and she feels like her voice isn't heard.
Become a protector and stand up against Islamophobia. Defend lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer rights.
My sign on one side, it says, no Nazis, no KKK. The other side says, make racists afraid again. I mean, these people need to be put in their place. They need to know that their message of hate is not welcome in our communities. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers. So, in case there's any confusion.
My sign says, when women wake, mountains move. To be honest, I thought we were done with this. I think it's time for all of us to wake up again and empower ourselves and realize that we can make change happen because we are the change.
Mine says, well-behaved women seldom make history, and it's my favorite quote. And I mean, it's true if you think about the things that women have done in history. It's because they've gone against what society has said is the norm.
This is a way to unify everybody and empower
and educate.
And continue so that the next time a storm hits, we are prepared.